Wally Sanders Trucking. Call him today.
Let's accentuate the positive. The sun is out for the first time in 6 days. It's not raining out. Those are the two positives. But then, you know, it is kind of chilly. Everything's a trade-off in life. It's a cold day with a high temperature only up to about 51. But you'll swear it's colder with the north winds that cut right through you. Like a knife at 10 to 18 miles per hour today. Sunshine, though, and clear and very cold tonight. The winds die down. We'll be in the upper 20s by late tonight, for actually right around dawn tomorrow morning. Then cool sunshine tomorrow, but a pretty good day. Below normal on the temperature, but we'll take upper 50s with sunshine. And then close to freezing again late Saturday night. Sunday's high in the low 60s. It'll be dry. And how about some more rain? How about some more? Sunday night into Monday. Why not? Hadn't rained in a while. Right now, this morning, it's north wind at 15 miles per hour, making that 42-degree temperature feel more like 35 now at 9:03.
You're right, though.
I see you're wearing
a hoodie. A
couple of, and then you got a shirt on under that.
Yeah,
shirt on under that.
Yeah, just a t-shirt.
Yeah, so,
it's not too bad.
Nah, you know.
I did cryotherapy for like 2 years.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm kind of used to cold.
Yeah, yeah. Have you ever done the polar bear thing in a pool?
No.
No, that kind of thing? In ice cold water.
Oh, jump in the ice cold
water?
No, I've never done that.
Oh, okay.
You ever seen a polar bear in person?
No. Well, no, at the zoo, of course I have.
Okay, I've never been to a zoo with a polar bear.
But you've never done the jump in the ice cold water?
No, I don't like it when it's a normal summer day and you're jumping in a normal pool.
No,
I get over it and I do it. But
all right. It's been a challenge with, over the years, you have a beer or two, and somebody says, I challenge you to jump in that pool.
I'm sure if somebody got me all liquored up, I'd jump in cold water. But you're right about taking the good with the bad. For instance, like my brother came and visited me, staying in town, and he was talking about going on this new carnivore diet. He's got the book from Dr. Sean Baker.
The Corona diet?
The Corona diet?
Right, exactly. And I was like, okay, what are the benefits? And he actually laid it out. It's a pretty scientifically based book he's been reading.
Okay.
And like his new wife's in medical school, so she's kind of double checking. She was very skeptical of this idea. But apparently there's all sorts of wonders. It's always unique to each person.
Yeah.
But sometimes these elimination diets really help somebody out with their health in general, not just losing weight. But the one downside for everybody is it really messes with getting rid of all that meat.
Well,
after you consume it.
Isn't it like every diet has these pros?
Right.
But then there's a couple of cons.
Well, for instance, if you started a vegan diet, I would tell you you're not allowed in the studio for a few weeks until you're regular, all right?
Oh, okay.
You know,
like keto, too.
Keto, too.
A lot of people are
any adjustment.
Are talking about, singing the praises of the keto diet, but there's some downside to the keto diet. Including heart and stuff like that.
Yeah, it depends on, I think it's very unique to each person's physiology. Yeah. I kind of just eat what I want.
I've got my own diet plan where I just regiment myself on.
Well, I know it's a little gross for me to describe, but yesterday I ate bacon and eggs, 4 eggs, a little bit of cheese, 4 strips of bacon.
Yeah.
Then I went and worked out, and I came home, made a tilapia filet with some mashed potatoes and some asparagus, came back here, did busy work, then on the way home picked up a rotisserie chicken, and ate pretty much all the dark meat off that rotisserie.
Is that right?
Yeah. I ate a lot of protein. That's what I do.
During the week, I do a lot of
some Greek yogurt.
Salad and fruit. However, yesterday I did, I think I may have told you, I did the vegetable beef soup that cooked for 14 hours. Oh, my gosh.
See, I'm just
it's
not
incredible.
I'm not a veggie guy, but I'll eat cooked veggies.
But it's got beef.
Oh.
3.5 pounds of beef in it.
Now you're talking about
it. There you go.
Get out of here, Rich.
See you later.
Yeah, you always start early, so. News and Views begins in mere moments. I'll be flying solo to begin the show. Eddie Bader should be stopping by. Jack Campbell's feeling a little under the weather here on this cold, weathery day. News and Views in mere moments.
Alabama News Network. I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. The Montgomery County EMA says some homes have been evacuated because of flooding concerns across the area. The EMA surveyed flooding in the Cedar Point neighborhood and on Dozier Road. Officials will monitor these areas as the floodwaters recede. Montgomery police have identified the woman who was killed in a hit and run on Interstate 85 earlier this week. Authorities say 53-year-old Angela Calloway of Titus was killed Sunday on 85 South near Forest Avenue. Police are still looking for the driver who left the scene. And the Salvation Army of Montgomery has fallen victim to multiple break-ins since December. There have been four break-ins in just the last 2 weeks. Montgomery police are investigating and say they will increase patrols in the area. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Do you ever wonder why some companies have built such a solid quality brand while others struggle with their quality of service? It's simple. It's all about the company culture. If ownership takes quality care of their team members, then their sales, admin, and service techs take pride in treating their customers with exemplary service. This is what happens when you use Weedman of Greater Montgomery. Hi, this is Terry. Our local management and co-ownership team of twins, Grant and Kyle Falk, give you double the caring attitude towards you, the customer. Actually, our customers say it best. Linda A. says, "We've used Weedman for 3 years. I would encourage anyone ready to change services and looking for a dependable lawn care service to give Weedman a try." Nicole S. gushes, "Weedman saved my lawn. It was horrible after years of another company going through the motions. Now my yard looks as good as the neighbor's who obsesses over his yard." Thanks, Nicole. Go to WeedmanUSA.com today for a free price quote. Lawn care companies are not all alike. Our caring culture sets us apart. Go to WeedmanUSA.com today.
Barry Moore, a veteran who has served his country and has been honored for his support of veterans while serving in the Alabama legislature.
As the only veteran in this race, I understand the importance of veterans to our nation. They're the one percenters and the 1% that serve to protect our rights, to protect the Constitution, our freedoms.
I spent 41 years in the U.S. Army, and I support Barry Moore.
I'm a veteran of 38 years in the Army, and I support Barry Moore.
I'm Barry Moore, Republican for Congress, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Barry Moore for Congress, Enterprise, Alabama.
If you have kids or pets, sooner or later you'll need new carpet. And right now, the Home Depot has you covered. With an unbeatable selection of carpet that walks the walk, in-store, or even easier, online. Durable and low maintenance, pet-proof, life-proof, and right now, installed for free. It's a good time to be a doer, thanks to free carpet installation at the Home Depot. How doers get more done. $599 minimum purchase of a dollar or more per square foot. Valid through May 6, U.S. only.
It's O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Earn double points on all sale items like wiper blades, motor oil, tools, and more. Ready for an oil change? Get 5 points of O'Reilly High Mileage Motor Oil and a MicroGuard filter for $23.99, plus double O'Rewards points. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
It's time for news and views from 9 till noon. Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's news and views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM.
This afternoon, we've seen a whole lot of table banging.
Russia, Russia, Russia.
With you, Mr. President, all roads lead to Putin.
Russia, Russia, Russia.
There are those that think I'm a very stable genius.
Fat broads and horse-faced lesbians.
Hooey pleases the boobs a great deal more than sense.
I am what I am. I am what I am.
In politics, man must learn to rise above principle.
Fat broads and horse-faced lesbians.
Lion dog-faced pony soldiers.
With you, Mr. President, all roads lead to Putin.
Sorry, I had to play with my buttons there for a second. Welcome into News and Views from 9 till noon. I'm your host, Joey Clark, here on a fine Friday morning. I just like that the sun is shining, that it's not raining on my parade today. A little chilly, but I can handle that. 272-9228 if you want to get in on the program. And yes, the theme of today, for all you fat broads and horse-faced lesbians out there, but I say that with love and affection, is, of course,
Russia, Russia, Russia.
With you, Mr. President, all roads lead to Putin.
They're keeping it up, folks. And by they, I mean the corporate press, in particular the Washington Post and the New York Times, in cahoots with the Democratic Party and the intelligence agencies. It's a bit frustrating, and you know, I don't mean to be mean about this, but I would really appreciate it if the Democratic Party and the New York Times and Washington Post in particular stopped doing the work of Russia. Really, please, stop. You take little grains of truth, and then you have spun out this whole web of stories, you spiders. Do I think Russia interferes or tries to interfere in all sorts of ways in American elections and throughout the West and pursue their interests with asymmetrical disinformation methods? Subterfuge of all types? Yeah, I do believe that. But I think the main purpose of Russia doing this is to sow discord. And in fact, that's a big part of what that first intelligence community assessment said, that the Russians were trying to help Donald Trump, but the reason they were trying to help Donald Trump is because it would drive people crazy. It would create more division in the country, so more discord. But that is the news today. It broke last night. As I've mentioned to you, I sign up just to stay abreast of the nonsense out there to the New York Times Breaking News Service. And this broke last night. Oh, let's say that Russia was looking to help the president once again. That was the news. Well, it broke at 4:09 p.m. yesterday. Here's the headline. Russia is aiding President Trump in the 2020 election. And so it continues. You know, it's a really weird race till November. A weird race in the sense of an election campaign where it doesn't really seem like the Democrats have all their ducks in a row. And so the more that they fight amongst themselves, the more it really just clears the field for Bernie Sanders. It's a weird race in the sense that it's a race of investigations to get done. While those investigations are being done in secret, the corporate press and the Democratic Party are doing their damnedest to suggest that Attorney General William Barr is corrupt. He's just a henchman for the president. And by association, this U.S. attorney who has a stellar reputation until now serving under Attorney General Barr, John Durham, well, he, by association, is also corrupt. So they're trying to poison the well in terms of people's reputation, but they're doing that because they know this race is going to be about what Durham finds. Now, do I, Joey, here, sitting up here, have inside information? Absolutely not. And if I really did, I don't think I'd share it. Because a lot of this inside information that you're seeing in the pages of the New York Times or the Washington Post is just a way to pull the wool over your eyes. You know, the Washington Post claims democracy dies in darkness. Well, democracy also tends to kill the thing it theoretically loves, liberty. I've been saying since 2017... that what the Russians have been up to reminds me of an old line of poetry. The truth that's told with bad intent beats all the lies you can invent. So the Russians tell a little bit of truth about the Democratic Party and Hillary Clinton. And that is enough to send the American people, at least those of us who pay attention to politics, and I don't know if we're the best. I think maybe the best Americans are the folks who don't pay attention at all, who just go about building a life. But that's another point for another day. But they tell a few selective, and indeed selective, truths about the DNC and how they rigged the system against people like Bernie Sanders in 2016. And it's so fascinating to me that instead of looking into the actual leaks, the content of the leaks, we're now only considering that Russia is doing this. And I'm trying to put this in a better tone of voice today instead of just yelling about it. But the more people within the corporate press and the Democratic Party, including the Speaker of the House...
With you, Mr. President, all roads lead to Putin.
And people like Adam Schiff, the more you use the issue of Russia and their disinformation campaigns as a partisan political cudgel to bolster your chances and to undermine faith in the electoral process, which, by the way, doesn't need any added fuel to the fire. People are already skeptical of how this government operates, the basis of consent for this government right now. You don't need to add more fuel to the fire. But the more you do this, number one, it's going to create more division. I expect that's actually what you're looking for. But that's par for the course in politics. But it's also going to create worse and worse policies towards Russia. And the best way, this is what makes, and I'll say it because, you know, Putin's paying me, but also I think it's true. The best defense against Russian disinformation is for our politicians to actually tell the truth. The best way to guard against the corruption of any outside foreign influence, especially the sophisticated methods of the Russians, is for our politicians to be less corrupt. Because the more that our politicians and our press just play this propaganda game, the easier it is for the Russians to play their propaganda game. Yet we've had experts on talking about Russia. I'm going to go on and on that I'm not naive to the threat they pose. It is still amazing to me that we kind of have put in the back of our minds the fact that they're a major nuclear power. Like, I'm very thankful that the Cold War is over and that this Cold War 2.0 isn't quite what it used to be, and thank God for that. But it is still bizarre, isn't it, that we're not telling children to duck and cover? It was pointless to tell them that to begin with, but the nukes are still ready to go. So that's in the background. Let's not pay attention to that threat. But the Russians are opportunistic. And if you look at the last several years, how have the Russians gained more of a footing on the international stage? By being a thorn in the United States' side and taking advantage of when the United States overextends itself and makes mistakes. Whether in the Middle East, as the Russians have helped to back Iran and back the Assad regime in Syria, when the change of government or coup in Kyiv, Ukraine happens in 2014, the Russians realize, okay, we got to do something. That was a big move on the chessboard. So they did react with all their little green men. And the more I think about the history of, say, Hillary Clinton and her relationship towards Vladimir Putin, because Hillary is the one who presented the reset button to the Russians. The Russian reset, remember that? I'm old enough to remember it. I think Hillary went hard after Putin after the reset failed. And the more I think about it, I think 2016 was actually about making Hillary Clinton pay. I think Vladimir Putin, he's that petty. As skilled, as clever, as crafty as he is at geopolitics, and he's been playing a fairly brilliant cagey game. The Russians have a terrible hand, and they've been playing that terrible hand pretty well.
So it's a simple lesson to the Democratic Party, but also the Republican Party, and to Americans all over the country, and the few of you that are listening this morning. We want to defend against Russian propaganda. Actually defend against any sort of disinformation campaign. Not use it as just your latest partisan tool to beat people over the head with. If you actually want to defend against this stuff, the United States needs to get its own house in order. That would be the best way to defend against any Russian interference, Chinese interference, any sort of interference. Including, say, interference from oligarchic rich billionaires who think they can buy their way into an election and into the White House. The best way to deal with this is to wake up and stop buying all this fake news that's coming from the media. And it's fake in the sense that they take grains of truth, like I said at the beginning, they weave a web that barely even resembles the truth they began with. This is all based on the outgoing acting director of national intelligence, Joseph McGuire, going over and briefing Adam Schiff and the House Democrats. And I'll end with this, and then we'll hit a break. 272-9228, 272-9228, because this was supposed to be a frivolous Friday, but when I'm by myself, well, it's time to monologue. You read through this report in the New York Times, and it's so interesting. It talks about how intelligence officials, like a big group of like very important people in our super secret intelligence agency, all great servants, I'm sure. I'm sure they're better people than us, you know. That's why they have those positions. What nonsense. They go over to Capitol Hill, and they give this briefing that Russia is trying to help Donald Trump in 2020. But as you keep reading, because that's the headline, Russia is aiding President Trump in the 2020 election. I'm reading through this article, and then I read through the Washington Post article, and I'm trying to see through the darkness, give me a little bit of light here, and not in one paragraph, one sentence, one turn of phrase, do they tell you how Russia is interfering to aid President Trump in 2020. And this is why this game that they've been playing since 2016 is so absurd. The more we rely on super secret leaks from the intelligence agency going to reporters without giving us all the details of what actually is going on, the less we, the American people, should give them any time of day. The more the intelligence community in general, and that the secret deep state continues to loom large in the American imagination and drive our political narratives, the less free we'll be, the less informed we'll be, and again, to my earlier point, the more susceptible we'll be to actual propaganda from Russia or China or anywhere else. So if you're going to have a headline like Russia is aiding President Trump in 2020, I would suggest, New York Times, please, please, for the love of God, tell me how they're doing it. I know some of the American people are just full-grown children. But most of us can handle the truth. Now, you might be putting on your you know, thinking back to that A Few Good Men. You know that movie? Eddie Bader just stepped in. You know that movie, A Few Good Men?
Yeah, that's a great movie.
Yeah. Who ordered the code red?
You can't handle the truth.
Right. Sorry. If folks remember, that character's the bad guy in that
Yes,
movie.
That's right.
Right. Not the good guy.
Nope.
The bad guy. Tell us the truth. Don't give us little bits and pieces of selective truth, because you know what? You're just acting like the Russians. And as a consequence of your actions, emulating this sort of disinformation campaign, mm-hmm. you're only helping their ends to sow more discord. And partisan politics does that enough as is.
From right then, from what I understand what you're saying, Joey, is maybe we shouldn't blame the Russians as much as we should, like you said, get our own house in order.
Yeah.
Maybe we should, and the other day somebody said something about term limits, and I'm a term limit guy.
Yeah.
But one of the one of the arguments with term limits always is you get a term limit every 2 or 4 years, depending on, you know, the voters. And that is true, but at the same time, unfortunately, Americans are lazy voters.
And sure. Well, and by the way, it's not just because people are apathetic and lazy because they're just bad people. No, there's no incentive, really, exactly, to be that informed of a voter. And it's a basic logic, folks. Like, literally, I do this all day, every day. Like, even when I get off these airwaves, the news is always happening.
Mm-hmm.
I'm getting the alerts on my phone. I'm paying attention, for the most part, to pretty much all this stuff going on. My vote counts just as much as the person who just randomly goes in the booth and mm-hmm. goes,
Oh, one ticket or the other.
You right.
Know, and those are not my favorite kind of voters.
I think Tommy Tuberville is handsome.
Well, I do think Tubby's
good. Well, he is. He's a handsome man. But, like, if that's your only reason for right. voting for him, not exactly the most informed reason.
Right. Now, Tommy will take that vote all day long, and who right. wouldn't? But to me, again, like you said, I want more of an informed voter.
I think Tommy Tuberville has an incredible resume. He is handsome. He is charming. Mm-hmm. But he's also a very effective communicator.
Very.
And he's an outsider to the political process.
Yep.
Then we could get into more details of what he wants to do on immigration policy, what he wants to do with the Department of Education, in general, where the culture of the country is going,
yeah.
and how Alabama can play its part with Tommy as a representative up there in the Senate for the state. Bradley Byrne, I could speak about all of his credentials, especially every time he's come on these airwaves, he's had detailed, interesting policy conversations.
Mm-hmm.
He's
mm-hmm.
very good at the areas where he has expertise. And he is paying attention, and he did a very good job during the impeachment process.
Yeah, he did.
And President Trump has been giving him shout-outs.
Yep, yep.
All of that could play into why you might vote for Bradley Byrne or Tommy Tuberville for Senate. Or you could just go, I like Bradley's salt-and-pepper hair. I'm going to vote for him.
Right.
And both votes, informed or uninformed, count the same. So what's the incentive to be informed?
You can be that Alabama voter that's so angry that Tommy beat him a couple times that, you know.
I'll never vote for him!
Never vote for Auburn coach at Cal College!
But what is so funny about that, and what is so good about Tuberville, I'm thinking he has more Alabama supporters, fans, because they're smart enough to realize he's not just a coach. He's much more than that. Open-minded person, very smart person, and I'm great. I mean, I'm a Tubby fan, but
the point is that I think the American people are actually getting wise to a lot of this.
Yes,
stuff.
And they're getting sick of it,
and some of it can be a selective sort of partisan thing. Like, I'm defending President Trump, so I'm not going to believe the stuff that's bad for President Trump. But I think a lot of it is literally, wait, you've been saying President Trump is doing a bad thing every day now for 3 years. So it makes people go, well, fine. I guess you're on that side, I'm on this side.
Right.
Even when I didn't choose to be on this side. So, fine.
Somebody crying wolf all the time. Eventually, you're just like, you know what?
And if you want to give me the details of how Russia is aiding President Trump in 2020, I'll listen to you. But if you just have a headline, they're aiding him.
That's all
I got. And we told Adam Schiff and all the important people in the House Intelligence Committee. But,
Adam Schiff, not so important.
I'm tired of it. Just tell me what's going on if you want to tell us what's going on. But no, y'all want to spin your narrative
everything
removed from the truth. 272-9228. News and Views, who's this?
Hey, it's Kyle.
Hey, Kyle. How you doing?
Good. Hey, you brought up a few good men. There's another thing in that movie that that the New York Times and Washington Post should think about and take heed to. Lieutenant Dan Caffey said, it doesn't matter what I believe, it only matters what I can prove.
Yep.
Mm.
So they need to, Russia's doing it again. Well, okay, come with the proof, homeboy. You can believe that all you want, but if you can't prove it, it don't mean a hill of beans.
True. But I don't think I think they're getting the headlines. There's no proof to it.
And now that I'm
the whole smokescreen.
And now that I'm thinking about A Few Good Men again, Kyle, do you happen to know if Demi Moore's single? Does she need a new boy toy?
I don't have any idea.
Yeah, I'll have to look into that.
I'll do some investigative
Thank
work
you,
for
Andy.
You, Joey.
Thank you, Andy. I appreciate it.
All right, fellas, y'all have a good one.
You too.
272-9228. Got to hit a break here. This hour of News and Views brought to you by Dan Black Studios. You can turn those old stacks of home videos into a new exciting event because they're collecting dust sitting there in your cabinet, sitting up there on your shelf. You might not even have it organized, and you've got these tapes that you know are old home videos, but you don't know exactly what's on them.
Yeah.
Well, it's not just that they're disorganized and collecting dust. They're deteriorating.
Yes, they are.
You're literally losing memories. Mm-hmm. And documentation of those memories. So why not bring those analog memories into the digital future?
That's what you should do, especially if they're as important as mine are.
Right.
You really want to. And I've got some of my father that I haven't looked at in years. And you're right, they're deteriorating. Mm. But one day I'm going to want to see them.
Right. Because it helps jog the actual memories in the brain. Yeah.
Right. One day I'm going to want to see them. And when I do, I don't want to put in this old tape and all of a sudden it not work. How disappointing is that?
Right. So go by Dan Black Studios or call them, 279-6036, 279-6036. And, by the way, Greg Phillips just messaged me. Sorry to do this in the middle of the live spot. Said I'm too old for Demi.
Well, he does have
a
point.
I'm only 31. I think he might have a point. Anyway. Yeah. Call Dan Black Studios. You'll get 50% off as a News and Views listener on video transfers to digital format. This month, it doesn't include films, but if you have old VHS, Betamax, they can take care of that for you. And as a News and Views listener, half off.
That's so awesome.
Incredible deal. Dan Black Studios also offers business services from website design to video editing. So maybe you do have a bunch of these videos, but you want to put it all into kind of one presentation.
Yeah, that'd be a really good idea because I've got like 10 of those.
Right.
15-minute rolls, well, I could put all that onto one DVD or something like that, yeah.
They also do video production from the ground up, whether they're producing a training video or a TV commercial, or maybe Eddie Bader wants to create a dance video.
I'm thinking about doing some reality TV after the week I've had. Yeah, I might hire him just to follow me around.
All this can be done at Dan Black Studios. Y'all check them out today. The great sponsors of News and Views in this hour of the program. 279-6036. 279-6036, Dan Black Studios. More News and Views when we come back. Joey Clark, Eddie Bader. I believe Steve Flowers is stopping by at 10 a.m.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, be telling some stories.
Excellent.
Be right back.
Live local talk, the River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Bo Goodson Real Estate School. We have a new real estate class starting soon, and I'd like to see you there. This class prepares you to take the state real estate exam and get your real estate license. We have even had investors and other home buyers take the course to prepare them to buy a home. Whatever the reason, you will learn about real estate contracts, lease management, property law, closing transaction, appraisal methods to enable you to take the exam. Learning by doing, real estate scenarios, learning to increase your portfolio in real estate, investment sales are all part of this course. The cost is $375, which includes books and materials, practice tests, and quizzes. Interactive, live, classroom setting, located close to East Chase. Come join me, Bo Goodson, for the Real Estate School, 551-0225, or email me personally at bogoodson@charter.net. The class is filling up now, so you need to call soon, 551-0225.
So, Bubba, this is the house we're going to hit tonight.
Ooh, it's super dark.
Yeah, it's perfect.
If your house doesn't have sufficient outdoor lighting, it's a prime target for burglars and vandals. That's why you should call Crosby Electric today.
Okay, Bubba, you run up to the back door.
Well, I'm not running in the dark. That's dangerous.
Bubba's right. The experts at Crosby Electric can install attractive outdoor lighting that makes it safer for you and your guests to navigate around steps, pools, and other tripping hazards.
Here, Bubba, use this flashlight.
Oh, thanks. Ooh, they got some expensive landscaping. They could really make this pop with some nice accent lighting.
Will you get moving?
Okay, okay.
Oh, no, they got motion sensor lights. Let's get out of here.
Ooh, is that an arborvitae?
Get in the car, Bubba!
All right, all right.
Outdoor lighting from Crosby Electric. It just makes sense for a lot of reasons. Visit CrosbyElectric.com or call 272-2085.
Saving usually means lowering your expectations, settling for less. But no one ever got less and thought, good for me. Now you can save on all your favorite stuff without giving anything up. Surf, swipe, and stream as much as you want with WOW Internet for only $34.99 a month. With our two-year price lock guarantee, these are savings you can count on. And when you sign up today at WOWWay.com, get a $100 Visa prepaid reward card. Offer for new customers with a two-year agreement. Auto pay and paperless billing. Equipment, taxes, and fees extra subject to change. Restrictions apply.
If you have kids or pets, sooner or later you'll need new carpet. And right now, the Home Depot has you covered. With an unbeatable selection of carpet that walks the walk, in-store, or even easier, online. Durable and low maintenance. Pet-proof. Life-proof. And right now, installed for free. It's a good time to be a doer, thanks to free carpet installation at the Home Depot. How doers get more done. $599 minimum purchase of a dollar or more per square foot. Valid through May 6, U.S. only.
It's O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Earn double points on all sale items like wiper blades, motor oil, tools, and more. Ready for an oil change? Get 5 points of O'Reilly High Mileage Motor Oil and a MicroGuard filter for $23.99, plus double O'Rewards points. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice, News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon, 272-9228, 272-9228 if you want to get it on the program.
Liking your bumper music, okay?
Thank you. Swedish Dem official says Sanders is too far left for social democrats in Sweden. Wow.
Okay, yeah. So what's going to happen, and you know as well as I do, Joey, it's going to come down to Sanders, unless they knock him off. Sanders is, I think right now he's the man.
I think so, too. But, you know, that, you know, Chuck Todd, the groundhog,
yeah.
They somehow put a human face on.
Yeah, that guy?
Yeah. Is he Punxsutawney Phil, actually?
Kind of looks like him, don't he?
Yeah, anyway, he has that question about if the person who has the most delegates but not the threshold to get the nomination goes into the convention, should they be the nominee? All of the Democrats said no, we should follow the rules of the party, except for Bernie. So if the people vote for me, why not?
That's right.
I was screwed last time.
That's exactly right. But he got a house out of the deal.
Right. Well, I have a house in Washington because I work there. Well, I have a house in Burlington. Then I have a summer camp like a lot of Vermonters.
Right. That's a nice summer camp. Very nice.
272-9228. News and Views, you're on there. Who's this?
Hey, this is Kip.
Hey,
is
Kip.
Joey?
Yes. You're on there, Kip.
Hey, Joey. You are a smart individual. Do you have the Eddie Bader on?
Yeah.
Yeah, Mr. Bader is here.
Yeah.
Yeah, he actually joined a music site and it doubled my folks coming to it. I went from 6, you know, to 12.
I was going to say, it's a joke.
And Kip, God knows what sort of favors he dished out to get that happen.
No, I just want to say, hey, guys, they enjoy you. Listen. I come through and told Eddie to give a call. And, when you have somebody and learn a little bit about the music they like, you almost say, okay, you've got a brother.
Kip, you're breaking up a little bit.
You're breaking up, Kip.
Yeah.
But I got your point, buddy. I'm trying to get Joey to join the club. Kip is a bigger
Mets
fan than you are.
No, that's not true.
I'm telling you, man. I'm telling you. That and Kiss. Holy crap, did we have Kiss for like a month and a half every night on his page?
Okay, yeah, I like Kiss. He might be a bigger Kiss fan than I am.
I thought people were going to start diving off the page.
Right, but I've not yet met a bigger Prince fan than
we'll get you on the page, we'll see.
Okay.
We'll have a Prince off.
It's not really like something I'm necessarily proud of, but it's...
Do you own a purple suit?
No, I have a purple jacket.
Oh.
Yeah. And I'll wear it one day. I need to get it tailored.
Yeah.
It's too big. Too baggy. Too big.
I got you. Well, I don't know, Joey. You've kind of buffed up here lately, brother.
That's true. Yeah, I've been going by, might as well do this now, I've been going by Express Fitness 24/7.
I can tell you've been doing something.
Yeah, we're hitting it hard. Hitting it hard trying to get our bench up. It's embarrassing. I'm over 30 and I can't bench 200. Well, my max is 200. That's I want to get over 200.
Joey.
That's not enough.
That's not, what are you going to be
that's
like?
That's the classic bro thing. Like, well, you're strong. How much do you bench?
Do you even bench?
You're right. So we're working on that. But also trying to work on cardio. Like, you know, during the winter months, you build up, you bulk up. I stayed strong through that. It's funny to see, unfortunately. It's an unfortunate type of funny. To see how many people came in early in January.
Yeah.
Like, I'd go in on a Wednesday or Friday afternoon, and there's all these people trying to, you know, get their New Year's resolution done, and then they just disappear a few weeks later.
Dude, my New Year's resolution was to join the gym, and I drove by it three times. So yeah. I felt like I did pretty good.
Yeah, there you go. Come on by. Well, you should come join me at Express Fitness 24/7. We'll try to give you a heart attack.
I was going
to
say, do they have a bench there I can just sit on and watch you guys?
Yeah, they actually do. No, and there really are. When you go by there, I'm going to the Harrison Road location where the Hogan's Gym has been for years, and Express Fitness 24/7 combined with them. And there are people of all ages, fitness levels. There really are. And you can tell there are guys that have been there forever.
Oh, I bet.
Going to Hogan's, and then a lot of new folks coming over from Express Fitness like myself. And so it really is a great culture. Men, women, like I said, all ages.
That's cool.
Races, creeds. Oh, I haven't really talked about creeds with folks, but
yeah.
Really good environment. And everybody, some people are quiet, but everybody's very, by some people, I mean myself.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But everybody's very courteous. They help each other out.
That's cool.
Loving it. When you go regularly, it becomes like a little social group.
Now, can you get your own trainer if you want to, like somebody like me, I would just go in there and stare at it and bring back memories of high school football.
Well, when you sign up for Express Fitness, there's a low sign-up fee and then a month-to-month rate, pretty low. Very reasonable. But then if there are trainers there, they cost, you got to make a deal with them.
Right, right.
They don't come with the membership. But yeah, there are plenty of trainers there who work with the gym.
Cool.
And you can hire one of them and they set up a program. There's all sorts of stuff. Like I said, I'm hitting hard.
Yeah, I can tell.
But then, you know, there are folks, say, in their 50s, 60s in there, and they're hitting it hard, too, in their own way. But, I mean, you have to know where you are. You don't want to go too crazy and hurt yourself.
That would be me.
But there are trainers there, and they can help you out. And there's just so much room there. Two different rooms of cardio equipment, the free weight section with barbells and dumbbells, the plate-loaded machines, cable weight machines. Again, plenty of room. Go check them out today, folks. Express Fitness 24/7. But also, the best way to do it, 3331 Harrison Road, but go online. ExpressFitness24.com.
They have all their locations on there, too.
Yeah, exactly. So when you become a member, you can go to any of those locations.
That's so cool.
So check them out today. 272-9228, 272-9228. Did you watch the debate?
I tried to watch some of it.
Did you watch the beginning?
Yeah.
Fat broads and horse-faced lesbians.
I can't get over that. It just rolls off the tongue.
It does. And I'm also wondering which one of her aides gave her, hey, I got a good line for you, and spit that one out. I don't feel like she came up with that on her own.
It's like, hey, Liz, did you know that Michael Bloomberg called somebody a fat broad and a horse-faced lesbian? But I'm sorry, that only makes me wonder, it's like, wait, what's the story there?
Yes.
Well, like, you don't just come. I don't walk into the radio studio, even when I'm in a foul mood, and go, you horse-faced lesbian! Like, I don't just spout that out for no good reason.
Well, we'll never know because of all the disclosures that he's got signed with everyone, you know?
Well, he could have responded in a more forceful way. That was the most shocking thing to me.
Yeah.
He could have said, well, Liz, you're a proven liar and a disingenuous person. And no, I'm not going to disclose these agreements because also people accuse you of all sorts of things when you have money. So no, you're a corrupt politician and I'm not going to play your game.
That's what.
And for you to say that I don't respect women because occasionally I've said a rude thing to some people is what's wrong with the Democratic Party. He could have said something like that.
How come no one is calling Liz the hypocrite that she is? I don't understand. No one's calling her out on it. I mean, especially right then, Bloomberg could have turned around and said, look, you know, gave something about smoke signals through that whole fake Indian thing out there. And in her face and would have shut her down very quickly.
Oh, you're just doing Donald Trump's bidding now.
Right. Whatever.
It's like, whatever, you horse-faced lesbian. Be right back. More news and views after this. 272-9228 if you want to get in.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
The conservative outsider for U.S. Congress in Alabama's 2nd Congressional District is Jeff Coleman.
Well, the campaign's almost over, and charges are flying. But here's the truth. The United States military still uses our moving services all around the world, every single day, and has for 70 years. I'm looking past partisan politics to support our military and help President Trump build that wall.
Jeff Coleman's the real deal conservative in this race. He's been endorsed by the Alabama Farmers Federation, the Business Council of Alabama, and the U.S. Chamber of Commerce. He's a conservative businessman, not a politician. And Jeff refuses to play political games.
Tiff and I have loved meeting you, and I'd sure appreciate your vote.
Absolutely.
I'm Jeff Coleman, the conservative businessman candidate for U.S. Congress, and I approve this message, paid for by Jeff Coleman for Congress.
Hello, Mike here from Capital City Ace Hardware. We've been advertising with Blue Water Broadcasting for some time now, and we've seen a fantastic upturn in business because of it. The folks at Blue Water Broadcasting are so easy to work with, so give them a call. You'll be glad that you did, just like we are here at Capital City Ace Hardware.
Radio advertising is the engine that drives business. Call Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how. Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks helping local business.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking. Truckers, listen up. Would you like to be home every weekend and two nights during the week? Then you need to get in contact with Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest. Family-owned, family-operated. Wiley Sanders cares about you and your family. Wiley Sanders Trucking. Call them today.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. Definitely feels like February out there today. A chilly day, a breezy day. High temperature up to about 51, but bright sunshine, that helps. Clear cold tonight. Overnight low temperature down to about 29 by first thing in the morning. Tomorrow, cool sunshine, but a nice day. Saturday's high, upper 50s. Sunday's high in the low 60s. I think we're dry during the day Sunday, but a chance of rain again on Sunday night into Monday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Looking to save money in 2020? Shift your high-interest credit card balances to a new card from ASC and receive 0% interest for 12 months. Apply online or visit a branch today. ASC Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASC. Terms and conditions apply. Equal opportunity lender.
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon, 272-9228, 272-9228. Let's very quickly go to the phones and talk to Urbanite. Hey, Urbanite, how are you?
Hey, yeah, this is an outlier, but
yeah.
We woke up to the news story about the ERA amendment.
Yeah?
And I just can't get my head around why that dead horse won't go away. I mean, it's like... First of all, if you read the Constitution, it shouldn't even be a subject because it didn't get ratified in time back when it was theoretically ratified. And then everything in it, I think by now there's probably a law addressing it.
Right. Well, I think didn't Ruth Bader Ginsburg say that that's dead, essentially?
No, but for some reason they're trying to make it a campaign issue or they're trying to...
But I believe she gave an interview saying they should start over.
They wouldn't want to do that.
Yeah, but the deadline was like in the 80s. And it's another thing. It's a common thing, unfortunately, these days on the left. It's like, well, let's change the rules then in order to get what we want.
Exactly. That's where I was going with breaking the Constitution down.
Absolutely.
So it's another slow creep at doing what, doing what you want, not what... in the law. I was just wondering if most people were thinking about that because the news media keeps giving it headlines, and I don't see how it even gets headlines. And that goes back to the Washington Post thing and the New York Post, right, and the Russia thing.
Yeah.
the editors of the newspapers are the ones we need to be looking at as to who really is the Russian asset or not? Because I'm sure a lowly reporter doesn't get to just make up.
Well, and an unfortunate thing that's happened, even with these big named papers, is they don't have as big a budget as they used to. And so a lot of some of this inside information, unfortunately, they've outsourced some of their investigative reporting to OPPO research and to sort of inside leaks from the intelligence community. Now, there's still some good investigative journalists out there, no doubt. But a lot of this political stuff is just solely based off of a partisan and more institutional interests. And it's an unfortunate thing, really is. And I think it doesn't serve the people well.
I think the biggest unfortunate thing is that you've got people out there, just because you say something and you say it enough, they believe it.
Oh, yeah.
And I really think that's kind of what the Democrats are counting on. I think if they feel they start this Russia crap all over again, there's not enough time to straighten it out this time.
Well, and they're committed, too, at this point. It's not like they can fold when they've put this much money in the pot.
Oh, big time. All right, then.
Appreciate it, Urbanite.
All right, bye-bye.
272-9228. Steve Flowers in the house. Hey, Steve. How are you?
Good to see you, sir.
Actually, what happened is Jack Campbell was kissed by Prince, and he turned into Eddie Bader.
Da-da-da! Still a fat
right,
Prince,
but like
a
fairy tale. No, he's under the weather. He called me this morning. Did he not get in touch with you?
No, I texted him yesterday and told him I was coming.
No. He told me you'd be here, so uh-huh. I was expecting you. But, yeah, he called me, and he's like, Joey, I can't really talk.
Well, everything, you're lucky you're that. Not sick. Everybody I know has got something.
Yes. Yeah, it's going around. We got to hit another break here and come back. Be the whole 10 o'clock hour. I hope we get into state politics, also tell some tales. Maybe tales, not tales out of school, but some good tales. And I'm always happy to learn about the state. This is not where I would consider my expertise, but I'm loving learning about it. 272-9228. Folks, this part of the program brought to you by New Look Decorating Center. Benjamin Moore authorized New Look Decorating Center. They're located at 6237 Atlanta Highway, right where Bell Road dead ends to Atlanta Highway. Stop by there today for all of your paint and stain needs, whether interior or exterior paint jobs. Brian Carr, the owner and paint specialist, Brett Lanham, the manager and paint specialist, both of them are there to help you either find inspiration or turn that inspiration to redo the kitchen or the bedroom or the whole outside of your home. Take that inspiration and make it a reality. They're dedicated to serving the local community. And that's the best way, I think, for, you know, like a paint job. Say you fix up the bedroom and 2 years later you want to do touch-up because, you know, whatever happened, somehow the wall got scuffed up. I don't know how that happened in the bedroom, but the wall gets messed up, so you need to go get the exact type of paint. Well, New Look Decorating Center will have that on file, and I think it's just always better to build a relationship, especially when there are high-quality products and people with the expertise. So stop by there today. You can call them, 271-0007, 271-0007. But the best way to experience New Look Decorating is to go check out their showroom, meet Brian Carr, meet Brett Lanham, meet the whole team, 6237 Atlanta Highway, and be sure to tell them that Joey and Jack from News & Views sent you. More News & Views coming up.
Know whether he's coming or going, but whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6, only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Sounds like a job for AC by Luke Ryan.
Resolve to increase your comfort and reduce your energy bills with a new Carrier system during AC by Luke Ryan's New Year's resolution sale. Save up to 25% off a new Carrier system when you turn to the experts at Luke Ryan. Plus, you can get a one-year maintenance agreement and 10-year parts and labor warranty. Visit acbyluke.com today. That's acbyluke.com.
Sounds like a job for AC by Luke Ryan.
License number
844-1717.
With as much waste as your business generates, it's important to know where it's all going to go. With Alabama Dumpster Service, it goes right into that familiar red dumpster or roll-off container, delivered straight to you. As we celebrate our 20th year, our customers know they can count on friendly customer service and reliable, competitive pricing. With Alabama Dumpster Service, the rate you agreed to is always the rate you'll pay. Call today at 334-288-1500 or learn more at alabamadumpster.com.
I'm Beth Kellum. There are people who want me off the Court of Criminal Appeals because they think that someone else will be softer on criminals or replace criminal justice with social justice. But that's not what serving as a judge is all about. A judge's job is first and foremost to respect the Constitution. That means making sure the punishment fits the crime, and it means following the law, not legislating from the bench.
Beth Kellum brings decades of criminal and appellate law experience to the bench, and Beth Kellum's seen it all.
When you've been around criminal law for decades, you've heard everything. That's where experience counts.
Beth Kellum has the intelligence, the courage, the experience, and conservative values Alabama needs on the Court of Criminal Appeals. Re-elect Beth Kellum. Beth Kellum. Beth Kellum for Court of Criminal Appeals. Paid for by Beth Kellum for Court of Criminal Appeals. Box 24-1511 Montgomery, 36124. BethKellum.com.
Let's face it, credit cards are pretty much a necessity.
New tires for the car? Here's my card.
I take my daughter and her college friends out for sushi? Here's my card. And most of us just accept the high interest rates credit cards charge as a necessary evil.
What are you going to do?
Here's what you can do. Get a low fixed rate credit card consolidation loan from LightStream and pay off those credit card balances. You can get a loan from $5,000 to $100,000, and you could get your money as soon as the day you apply. The average credit card company charges over 20% APR. But with LightStream, you can get a fixed rate as low as 5.95% APR with AutoPay.
Now I can pay off my high-interest credit cards and save money with a much lower rate. Thanks, LightStream.
Want an even lower interest rate? Apply today at lightstream.com/news and get an additional interest rate discount. That's lightstream.com/news for an additional discount. Lightstream.com/news.
Subject to credit approval. Rate includes 0.5% auto pay discount. Terms and conditions apply, and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit lightstream.com/news for more information.
Let's face it, moving is stressful. Whether it's a business trying to minimize downtime, a family saying goodbye to their home, or maybe just arranging new furniture in their new home. That's where Admiral Movers comes in. Hi, I'm Whit Mitchell, Montgomery native and new owner of Admiral Movers. For over 30 years, the River Region has trusted Admiral Movers' experienced team members to move its homes and businesses. It's a responsibility we don't take lightly. So no matter what your next move is, make sure it's Admiral Movers. And don't forget to mention News Talk to save 10% on your next move.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness at its new time every Saturday at 10 a.m.
While you may be making sure your pet has everything they need, the River Region Humane Societies need your help too. Blue Water Broadcasting and Montgomery Eye Physicians are doing something about it. Help stuff our Sprinter van full of badly needed shelter supplies. Bring your donations to Montgomery Eye Physicians, helping you to see life clearly. It's our annual Paw It Forward Pet Drive. Donate what you can. From Blue Water Broadcasting and Montgomery Eye Physicians.
To find out how you can help, visit newstalk931.com.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM.